Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Pat Sigmund back on the show. Pat is the founder of LPS Consulting. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust, and she's the president of David Advisory Group, and she's our good friend Pat Sigmund. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always, Pat. You know, Pat, one of the things that's become part of our world in the last 3 or so years is what everybody calls the new normal. And the new normal is characterized by doing more with less, working harder, making less money, grinding any kind of benefit, any kind of gain that we get, grinding it out, having to discount things, not having much pricing power, especially small business owners not having much pricing power. What are you seeing out there as you work with your customers?
So I see that it's gotten uglier this year as we go into 2012. Some examples where,
you're seeing it go the wrong way.
It's going the wrong way. It's not fun. Very much uglier. And it always hits people personally. Like if it hits a business, it's hitting their employees, their salaries, what they're used to paying. I meet people that were making like over $100,000 who are going bankrupt, like employees of companies because they're now only able to earn maybe $80,000. Now that sounds rich in other parts of the country, but in the Northeast where your real estate tax might be $10,000 on your home. Cutting that money is devastating, and you just add one little piece of a personal trauma, maybe a spouse losing a job or health or something, and you got
or
people
divorce.
Bankrupt.
Yeah,
divorce, of course. But the other side of it is why is this happening? Like, whose fault is it? It's this new normal stuff, and the businesses, small businesses that are out there, and maybe they used to present a proposal for whatever it is, and maybe they sell it to a client, and it would be pretend $5,000 or $150 an hour or whatever. It's common for the person to say to them, "Okay, I'll take it for $1,500, or I'll pay $100 an hour." And what does that boil down to? Mm-hmm. It boils down to the employee who was making X and now has to make 80% of X this year and doesn't have the power to take care of it, can't fix it at home, that has mortgages and things that use up yesterday's money. And it's just this whole trickle effect. Like, what on earth do we do?
Well,
what do we do about it?
And those proposals that you were talking about, even sometimes before the prospect pushes back, you may be so afraid that you need the business, you need the cash flow. If not the profit, you need the cash flow, and so you sort of fold your cards before you even played them.
It is, and we all know if we've been in business how bad it is to do it for cash where you're going to lose. Like if you do the event, you know what the end of the story is.
Yeah.
You set yourself up, promising, taking half of the price that you really need, not even making a profit there, there's nothing but bad news coming if that keeps on going. So it's almost all about, in my opinion, how fast we can catch this, do something about it in our homes and in work, because there's nothing we can do about the practice. It's what it is.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you recommend to be done that we could do about it?
Well, first of all, the more you're on top of your numbers, the faster you're going to know what's going on. I mean, you know, for someone that's just thinking of cash flow, doesn't pay any attention to profit and loss at all, never knew what their profit and loss was.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a $10,000 check in their hands, and they don't know that it's going to cost them $15,000 to do this. Well, that's the problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can know, so that if you're knowing that you're taking, you know, less money than it's going to cost you to do the job, if you know that, and you can look and say, well, I'm making profit on 80% of other stuff. I'm going to do this for a loss.
Right.
But I have profit left over from this and that. If you know it,
mm-hmm.
that's step one. That's step one. And then how many times you can do it and how mm-hmm. far you can go. I mean, is it a loss leader you're doing?
What you're saying is if you're going to do this stuff, folks, you got to know, you got to operate your business very close. You got to know what it's costing you to be in business. When we come back, Pat Sigmund and I are going to talk about this some more, and I've got some ideas on some things to do about dealing with a new normal, too. Stay with us, 20 till the hour.
Yeah. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.